Congressional investigators are meeting today with the accountant in charge of auditing Enron's books. David Duncan was fired yesterday by Arthur Andersen for allegedly destroying documents that could be needed in criminal investigations into Enron's collapse. 8 congressional panels are looking into the Enron matter. That kind of high-profile attention could affect other investigations down the road, as NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Fired accountant David Duncan could be a key witness as Congress digs into the financial scandal around Enron and its auditor, Andersen. One question congressional investigators talking to Duncan today want answered is whether his higher-ups knew about the documents he was destroying. Another potential witness is Sharon Watkins, still a vice president at Enron. She wrote a letter to CEO Ken Lay last summer expressing deep concerns about Enron deals that were kept off the books. That letter was released by members of Congress yesterday. Watkins' lawyer, Philip Hilder, said he didn't know it was going public.
I'm a bit surprised, I must say, by the timing of it.
One of Hilder's concerns is managing the potential multiple demands of Congress and other government investigators for in-depth, intense questioning sessions with his client. If she talks now, he says, what will be left for the investigators? Any criminal charges against Enron or Andersen executives would be brought by the Department of Justice. Their investigators like getting first crack at a witness in private before the stories are polished by repeated public appearances. Former Justice lawyer Neil Katyal says congressional appearances can be a problem because witnesses never repeat a story without some discrepancies.
Discrepancies that are often not all that significant, but nevertheless discrepancies that a skilled defense lawyer can use years later in a criminal trial to say, well, witness, your story varied from one committee on one day to another committee on another day, and indeed is varying from the story you are telling the court in the context of this criminal trial today.
He says that type of attack could eventually lessen Watkins' credibility and make her a less valuable witness. On the flip side, if Enron executives testify before Congress, that could provide material for possible perjury charges, depending on how testimony matches what else investigators turn up. Neither congressional inquiries or Department of Justice indictments will be able to restore the billions of dollars lost by Enron shareholders, but information made public by Congress can cut the workload for private lawyers. Robin Harrison represents Enron employees who are suing over lost pension savings. He says Watkins' letter to Lay, for example, is a huge help.
We had already heard talk of Ms. Watkins and of the fact that she had blown the whistle around last summer, but we had not been able to confirm just who she was.
More smoking guns could come out as 8 congressional panels dig into Enron, but Bill Wicker, spokesman for the Senate Energy Committee, says no one is getting in anyone's way.
Our hearing will be an oversight hearing. It's not an investigation. Of concern is that the energy trading markets are not a very open system, and there are a lot of people who believe that the secretive nature of energy trading is one of the root causes of the Enron collapse.
Some in Congress want to keep investigations focused on Enron's bookkeeping. Others are more interested in exploring Enron's influence with the White House. Today, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said a top economic advisor had looked at the potential impact of an Enron collapse, but he wouldn't discuss whether the administration is investigating further contacts with Enron executives. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.